Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I will be seeing them in just a couple months at T-Mobile.
Newer bosses like all over the text. A tornado emergency has been issued in Lincoln, Nebraska. Nasty stuff, says Alan.
Reed Zimmer, who we were mentioning last hour, is up in Nebraska and 21 minutes ago posted a pretty big tornado on his Twitter page.
Up in Nebraska?
Up in Nebraska, outside of Lincoln.
What is he riding in?
The Dominator.
The what?
The Dominator.
Okay. I will not accept that.
The Dominator.
The Dominator.
But in all seriousness, now literally all of the entire listening area is under a tornado watch that runs until at least 9 p.m.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Be weather aware.
Everything east of us is under a flood watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
But weirdly, and I know that there were some reports on the text line that there are some storms moving in from Lawrence. It is very windy outside. I can tell that by the trees, which seem to be buckling, but it's partly cloudy.
It doesn't look bad outside, but it could change. You know, storms, they blow in real fast.
So if we do need to do Operation Stormwatch, we will. At the moment, we're going to continue under the current schedule, which is we're going to talk this hour. We're going to do Festivus Friday at 5. But if we do need to go into Operation Stormwatch, we will do that, of course.
Looking at the radar right now, there is a pretty big bubble over the city of Lawrence and heading this way.
Is it coming from the... It's obviously coming from the...
From the southwest to the northeast, as most storms in this area track. And then a much larger bubble just south of that as well with a... Well, you know what? It's bad when it gets all purple. It's got purple.
Is it purple in it?
Oh, purple.
It's got purple in it. That's south of Garnett. So pretty far from here. But
Garnett is in...
that is south of Ottawa.
Correct. That is in Anderson County. I know that.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, I know that because of my time at KOFO 1220 Country.
I'm sorry, what?
KOFO. That's where I got my start.
Oh.
At 1220 Country KOFO.
Is it still there?
In Ottawa. It is still there.
Is it still country?
Yeah.
Okay. What year was this?
1994 to 1995.
And you were playing what? Shania Twain?
She was. So was Toby Keith. He was big back in the day.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. That is right.
Was Shelley Wright a thing?
Shelley Wright, by the way, is from Wellsville.
Yes, I know. I've interviewed her.
Which is right outside of Ottawa in Franklin County.
But was she?
She was popular at the time. Yes.
Good for her. All right, look at you.
Oh,
small town radio station.
Thank you, Mike in Topeka, for sending us some pictures. There is a pretty big cloud formation to the southwest of Eudora right now. It's coming in hot.
Eudora, just east of Lawrence.
Thank you for your geographical knowledge.
You're welcome.
From the text line, Mackie had a good run of weather, but it's back to old Mackie in the studio with bad weather outside.
What is it with you?
I don't know.
Every time you come into this radio station,
I had a good run for a while.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
You had one or two days.
Well.
And then every time you come in here, Mother Nature says,
Mother Nature is, she is ticked off today. I have enraged.
And by the way, text line, you are correct. It has not made it to Lawrence quite yet. I apologize. The radar had already moved forward to about 5 p.m.
I love the people on the text line who are like, you want to know the weather? Go stand outside. Okay, well, you know what? We like to keep people aware of what's about to happen.
This is my weather rock. If it is wet, it is raining.
We are under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. And apparently the weather is really bad up in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is 3 hours away.
The Dominator.
The Dominator.
I think this is going to be a stay home and keep my car in the garage and order some good bad Chinese food.
Ooh, that sounds good. China Star.
Oh, China Star for the win.
Oh.
For
yes, please.
The win.
I'm going to China Star tonight.
Ooh, Ropo, Ropo. Hello. I know exactly of what you speak.
That is authentic.
Yes, sir.
That is legit Chinese food.
For real, for reals.
I know. Mm. I know.
That's so funny that we both have the same Chinese restaurant out of the 8 billion Chinese restaurants in the metro.
A construction crew was in the process of demolishing an old high school in Minnesota, Michael Mackey.
Yes.
When they discovered a time capsule.
A time capsule?
That was tucked inside of a cornerstone from when the building was erected in 1920. A press conference was held earlier this week. Following the discovery, during which the contents of the capsule were revealed to the community.
Uh-huh.
Speaking to Good Morning America, Owatonna Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Elstad said there were a lot of documents that were found inside of the capsule. Among them, a publication of the Owatonna High School Magnet. Mm-hmm. That was the school paper.
Okay.
Budget documents, a list of administration staff, and other things.
What were those other things?
I don't know.
Okay.
Quoting here from Elstad, there were many artifacts in there. There were more documents that, you know, continued to tell the story of our community during the early 1920s. Elstad shared that the finding brought a real moment of pride to the school staff and the community who were present at the opening of the capsule. Hmm.
Was it like a canister? Like a cylindrical, I mean, that's a legit question. It was.
He cannot escape this, by the way. John Grayson even brought it up earlier when we were talking about UFOs.
This.
It was a metal cylinder, and he said, like a spaceship?
Like this. Time?
Canister.
Canister?
Yeah. Get so out. It's windy outside.
Get out. What would you put in a time capsule?
Currently? Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think. What if I had to put something in today that was, you know, reminiscent of 2024, well, it'd probably be something Chiefs. It'd probably be something Taylor Swift.
Hmm. Like a newspaper?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, if it gets open in 100 years, there has to be some semblance of.
Well, if you put a newspaper in there today in 100 years, they would be like, what is this piece of paper with print on it?
What is this?
And why does it seem to be telling the news of the day?
Because it's a newspaper.
Right, but they wouldn't know what it was because they probably would have been so far removed from it.
Well, but Sam, isn't that the point of what you put into a time capsule?
Well, I would agree.
Is you put in things that they wouldn't necessarily have 104 years from now?
But 100 years ago, they would put a newspaper in a time capsule, and we would open it today and be like, oh, look at that. That's what was going on back then.
Well, maybe there will be newspapers in 100 years.
I feel like we should put, like, just for fun.
A flip phone?
Well, we could put a flip phone in.
But throw them off by 2 decades?
I think we should put, like, you know, like, I think we should put in, like, a National Enquirer. Or like a weekly.
Can you even buy those anymore?
Or like a weekly World News? Of course you can buy them. The Globe.
Do they still sell those at grocery stores?
Of course. I think we should toss in just for grins a trashy.
For poops and grins?
Poops and grins, a trashy tabloid.
Huh.
People Magazine.
The Dominator.
Okay.
Yeah, we should throw in a signed autograph picture of Reed Timmer for absolutely no reason. And then in 100 years, people would be like, who is this?
913-586-7798, 586-7798. 7798. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com.
Com.
He is filling in for Dana Wright. You can also find him on KCPT. He is the co-host of Get Lost.
Get Lost.
On KCPT. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. We are under a tornado watch, which means be wary.
Until at least 9 p.m. this evening.
Correct. What's the latest, Sam?
KNBC 9 News just zoomed in on Hiawatha, Kansas.
Which is
northwest of Atchison.
Yeah, northwest of here.
There is a nasty purple blob on their future scan.
Okay, I don't like purple. That's not a good sign.
As it appears right now, there might not be a whole lot up there, but it's coming. It's coming in hot.
Hey, meteorologist Scott Parks, could you turn on one of these stations so we could just watch the purple blob in motion? I would like to just have that.
You don't want to hear about Trump?
Well, I always want to hear about Trump, but I'm more concerned about the
purple blob. I was trying to make a joke.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, we will keep an eye on the weather. We will keep you updated. And should we need to enter Operation Stormwatch, we will be the first ones to do it.
Okay, let's see what we got here. There's Neville Miller. KMBZ weather.
I don't see purple in what Neville Miller is doing, so that's good.
That is Saturday evening. Thunderstorms will roll in. Sam, actually, bring up Channel 9 for a minute.
Really, flash flooding, that might be the top thing we need to keep an eye out for. Planning out your day tomorrow. So we get the all clear tonight into the morning on your Saturday. Really, most of the day is going to be dry, but the later in the afternoon that we go, we could start to see a few thunderstorms. It's more so your Saturday evening and night. That will be that weather alert part of your forecast there. So, again, most of your day is not bad. It's that late evening and nighttime. That's when our storm chances are going to be on the rise, and we really need to pay attention to that period of time. Future scan. It picks up on that round of thunderstorms later in the evening. So here's 6 p.m., slight rain chances late afternoon, but then here we go, late evening, heading into your Saturday night, numerous showers and thunderstorms, flash flooding potential. There could be a few stronger thunderstorms in the mix as well. And all this rain between what we picked up yesterday, what we're going to see this evening, what we'll see tomorrow into Sunday, that could add up to 3 to 6 inches. So we're going to be monitoring for flooding potentially on Sunday. After that, we get dry weather on Monday, which we'll need for a little bit there, 71 or high. Then storm chances return late in the day Tuesday into Wednesday and Thursday with high temperatures next week, mainly in the 70s.
Okay, he's talking about tomorrow.
That was all Saturday that he was talking
tomorrow
about.
Tomorrow also looks incredibly dicey, so be weather aware for the next basically 24 hours, people. Please and thank you.
It is windy for sure. Sam,
the wind is definitely picking up right now.
Yeah, definitely picking up. Can you tell us where the weather blobs are? The one that was over Lawrence or headed to Lawrence just a minute ago?
So the blob will be in Lawrence about 5:10. According to
the purple weather
radar, it is going to be a gigantic red blob with spots of purple in the middle. Of course, that could change over the next 35, 40 minutes.
So you're saying Lawrence at 5:10?
It looks like the
which
blob,
would mean Kansas City roughly around 5:30 or a little bit thereafter.
Yeah, moves into Lawrence just after 5. It's going to be smack dab sitting on top of Lawrence by 5:10 and making its way this way from there.
Thanks a lot, Michael Mackey.
Right, you're welcome, America. So basically, the time that the show is over is the time that we're going to have to stay on the air to tell people about the dangerous weather. Okay, got it. I'm in it for the long haul.
Thanks a lot, Michael Mackey.
Can we order China Star now?
We can.
I was going to say Uber Eats.
Maybe we should...
Super Eats
still
exists.
Crab Rangoon?
I would like some crab rangoon.
Some spring rolls.
Ohio State University, let me rephrase, the Ohio State University has joined the growing list of college protests against Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Clashes between protesters and police on the campus overnight resulted in more than a dozen arrests. By the way, these protests have now gone international. There were protests at universities in Paris overnight. Those who refused to leave at the University of Ohio State after warnings were arrested and charged with criminal trespass, said university spokesperson Benjamin Johnson. citing rules that bar overnight events.
So they're protesting the fact that we send aid to these countries that are fighting
terrorists.
Do they think that if we stop sending aid, they'll stop fighting?
Sam, I don't think these college kids know what they're protesting.
Okay. It just seems like
I really don't.
Very low ball question.
I'll be honest. If Dana was here, she would disagree with me. I remember being a young, ideological college kid. These kids don't know what they're protesting. They don't.
I certainly think that the ones leading the efforts do. Otherwise, they would be, I don't know, wasting their time. And it's also really hard to convince somebody to protest something if you don't at least have something mildly wise to say.
What dog do they have in the fight?
Well, they don't.
Exactly.
Okay, good point.
These college kids don't have a dog in the fight. Now, that's not to say that you don't have an opinion, you don't have a cause. I wish I had the passion that, and I've never protested anything in my life. I'm 52 years old. I have never protested anything in my life because anything that I'm passionate about has never been threatened, right?
And certainly there are a lot of people that feel incredibly differently than you, and they feel passionate about certain things.
That's fine.
I wouldn't find myself at a protest simply because of how quickly they can get out of hand. I was sent down to the plaza. You guys hopped on the air during the protests a couple of years ago. And
I can't even remember.
I believe that followed
George Floyd.
Okay. I got to the pleasure of inhaling tear gas about four different times.
Right.
And if protesting means I have to inhale tear gas,
I remember that.
I'm going to go home.
I do not remember that.
And then years ago, we had Bill Grady was in St. Louis during the Ferguson riots, and he too inhaled tear gas on the air. I wish I had the passion. I just don't. There is nothing that I care that much about that's been challenged or threatened that I feel the need to go out and protest for.
And if your goal is to get us to stop funding other countries that are fighting, you got a lot of countries to look at.
In Texas, at the UT Austin campus, it was much calmer yesterday after 57 people were jailed and charged with criminal trespass a day earlier on Wednesday. Police and protesters have at times crossed a line, said Greg Lukianoff, the president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. He says, and I quote, you do not have a generalized First Amendment right to turn the public area of a campus into a camping ground. Amen.
Amen.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. We remain under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Machine.
Story here from NBC News. A Maryland high school teacher has been arrested after allegedly using AI to create phony audio, planting racist and anti-Semitic words into the voice of his boss. Ooh. Dazon Darian, a PE teacher and the athletic director at Pikesville High School in Maryland, was accused of falsifying the voice of Principal Eric Eiswirth in January. According here from the police chief, we now have conclusive evidence that the recording was not authentic. It's been determined that the recording was generated through the use of AI technology. Darian was charged with disrupting school activities and other counts. This is getting out of hand quickly. Very quickly.
I tried to warn you guys.
What do you mean you tried to warn?
I've been saying it since the beginning.
So have I.
Just wait until they use this technology to mimic the voice of, I don't know, Joe Biden or a...
Donald Trump,
yep. Or the guy over in Russia, or I don't know, any of them that have nukes and threaten to drop a nuke.
This is a real problem.
You only need a tiny, teeny tiny snippet of someone's voice to be able to mimic it.
Correct.
And there are literal hours, if not days, of you talking on the radio.
There are hundreds of hours.
Hundreds of hours.
And they could, if they wanted to, they being this nefarious group, I don't know who they would be, could grab a snippet of me and make me basically say anything they want.
Well, and the problem with AI is that it's no longer a they. It's anybody. Anybody who wants to do it can implore this technology.
What I want to know is, how do they bust this teacher who is trying to get his boss fired?
Well, he's an idiot because he used a school computer.
Oh, oh, did he really?
Yes, he did.
Oh, is that dumb?
Yeah. So if you're going to do that, you should probably use a home computer. How about just don't do it, first of all?
Not the brightest bulb.
But, Scott, we have enough of audio of your voice that I could take, if I had, you know, 12 hours of free time.
No, it's true.
I could sit down and mesh your words together to say whatever the heck I wanted to and clean it up to the point that it would sound like it came out of your mouth.
Right. And then what I would have to do is go on the air and tell people I didn't say that.
Right. Except for it sounds just like you, just like it sounded when you said I didn't say that. So how do you disprove it? First of all, you don't use the work computer.
Well, yeah, obviously. Obviously. Sam, I don't know. And quite frankly, it is concerning to me, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but like when we're talking about elections, you know, and I'm not trying to get into politics. We don't talk politics on the show.
Well, that's a great point from the text line, though, is they already did this with Joe Biden's voice for a something election. I can't remember which one it was, but it was up in the Northeast, and it was Joe Biden telling people not to go out and vote.
Oh, that was the...
It was a robocall.
It was the Pennsylvania Senate election 2 years ago. Yeah, that's right.
Now, it wasn't him threatening to drop nukes on Russia, thankfully.
No, but he was saying, you don't need to go out and vote. Yeah. And these were robocalls. That's right. That's exactly right.
I did totally forget about that.
And so then how do you I think I was watching Good Morning America about a year ago, and George Stephanopoulos had a great point when he was talking about AI. And he said, my biggest fear about AI is not what it can do, but what it's going to force us to do as far as being journalists.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to literally fact check everything that we get. Like if we think Joe Biden said this, right? Or Donald Trump said that, or, you know, Senate candidate this said this, we're now going to have to fact check to see if that's actually what they really did say.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The text line is demanding that I make you say Thin Lizzy is the epitome of lazy music and absolutely overrated.
Well, that would be a lie. And anybody would know that I would never say that. I would never say that.
That is sacred.
Thin Lizzy is the greatest rock and roll band of all time. And Phil Lynott is a genius.
From the text line, obviously this is a teacher, AI can pretty easily detect stuff created by AI. In my classroom, I use AI to detect cheaters. Interesting.
How?
Yeah, that's what I was... 8691, call in. I'm curious of what you see.
How is the technology already caught up to the technology?
Yeah, how is
I think Mike in Topeka might have some insight into that.
Let's go to him. Mike, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. So basically, the way that they are able to determine if it's AI created or not is by looking at the metadata of the file, whether it's an image file or a video file or an audio file. They all have data that is compiled to actually create that file. And you can determine if it's an authentic file or created by inspecting that data. The problem, though, is that the lie spreads so much faster than the truth.
Mm.
So by the time they figure out that this is, in fact, a fake, you know, audio recording of someone, it's already spread to the point that the damage is done.
Can you give me a for instance, Mike? Like, I'm just trying to think of a scenario where that has come to fruition.
Well, I mean, look at what happened with this this principal, I think it was, that, you know, the lie was that he had said these nefarious, heinous things, when in reality, no, it was this other person who used AI to create it. So, you know, I'm sure there are people that heard that even though the truth has come out, are saying, yeah, okay, he didn't actually say that, but I bet he would have said it, you know. So there's still those people who probably, now that the seed has been planted, are probably looking at him with a side eye thinking, you know, does he really think that way? He just got out of it this time.
Good point.
All right. Let me address this from the text line real quick. This is from 3002. Isn't it sad that you just said journalists will now have to fact check everything? Shouldn't they be doing that anyways? Of course, we know they don't. That's not true. What I was simply trying to say is when you see someone on camera and they're speaking and they say something, right? You just assume, or at least prior to AI, we assume that that is authentic. That, you know, this is Quentin Lucas. This is Mayor Quentin Lucas speaking before cameras, and we don't challenge it. We don't check it. We don't have to, because AI didn't exist. And so we just assume, and I guess assuming makes an ass out of you and me, but when we would see the mayor on video camera, or Michael Mackey or Sam Stevie talking into a microphone, we just assumed, and I would argue rightfully so, that that was their authentic voice, that was their authentic thought, that was who they are. And now, with AI, we have to question all of that. Texter, you can try to challenge journalism all you want. I would still argue that the vast majority of legitimate news organizations are trying to get you the truth, trying to tell you the truth, but now we have to second guess what we receive.
As is it real?
Yeah. Is that really Joe Biden? Is that
legit?
Really Donald Trump?
Right. Exactly.
Is that really Quentin Lucas?
Let's flip the script. Say 2015, however many years from now, whatever, and you got two people running for president, woohoo. And one of them actually says a bunch of horrible, horrifying, heinous things, and it's caught on tape. All they have to do is deny it and say it was AI.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
I didn't
right.
say that. I would never say that. That's not me. I wasn't raised that way. That's not the person I am. And it's a home run, if you guys know what I'm referencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com filling in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie, don't forget we are under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight here on KMBZ. So round two of the NFL draft is tonight. Is that correct, Sam?
It is.
And the Chiefs last night took a wide receiver. They moved up four spots. What's his last name? Xavier
Worthy.
Worthy from the University of Texas.
The Chiefs posted he was the only one worthy. Nice play on words.
Wow. Did not see that coming. From the text line, showers are popping up in Western Shawnee. By the way, guy with probably the most unfortunate name in football was drafted last night by the Atlanta Falcons, quarterback, Michael Penix. Looks like Penix.
Hmm.
Simmer down. Hmm. taken with the number eight pick in the NFL draft last night. This came as a shock to Kirk Cousins and his agent, who just signed a four-year, $180 million contract to play quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Michael Penix.
Penix.
Looks like Penix. Number eight pick in the NFL draft.
It seems like one of those things where they're kind of playing up the story simply to have a story. As we saw with Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith was very much planted as our quarterback when we drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Fair point.
He sat in the wings of Alex Smith, who took on that role very well and learned the ropes and is now one of the greatest quarterbacks. Well, I mean, who are we kidding? The greatest quarterback. Nah, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Boss keeps texting us, says Channel 9's future scan showing storms to the west of the metro around 7 o'clock tonight. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for sexual assault and rape overturned by New York's highest court, reopening the landmark case that fueled the Me Too movement and highlighting the challenges of holding powerful men accountable.
Gross.
But keep in mind, he is still in custody in California, so he is not going free.
Now, I will say that I cooled the tide on that yesterday with my comments, or I tried to anyway. And I have been reading stories overnight about how they can use this same argument to try to overturn his case in California as well. And that is scary.
In a bitterly divided 4-3 ruling, the New York State Court of Appeals said that the trial judge made a critical mistake by letting women testify that Weinstein assaulted them, even though their accusations were not part of the charges that he faced. The appeals court said the trial judge compounded the error by ruling that if Weinstein took the witness stand, prosecutors could question him on a wide range of loathsome conduct, including bullying and fits of anger toward associates. Weinstein is 72 years old. He's been serving a 23-year sentence in a prison in upstate Rome, New York. I thought he... Whoa. I thought he was serving his prison in California.
I believe, I'm not sure, honestly. He's probably serving the one in New York right now and then was headed to California, but your statement a moment ago still stands. He's not just going to walk a free man
right.
in the state of New York.
Oh, okay, so later on in the story, it says Weinstein is not expected to be freed as he faces a separate 16-year prison term imposed last year in California after he was convicted for the 2013 rape of an actress at a Los Angeles hotel. That conviction still stands. So he is in Rome, New York, but assuming that this verdict is vacated, I'm assuming he ends up going to California?
I don't know how that works. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not going to pretend to be one, but I believe that there would be a swift extradition process.
He's gross.
He's gross.
He is gross. Did you notice, though, that he's appearing in court again, and all of a sudden he looks healthy? You remember when he tried to claim that he was...
That was weird,
because
last time I saw him, he was in a wheelchair and on oxygen.
And needed to get out because he was dying or something like that.
Hmm. Oh, how convenient.
That's odd. Today is Alien Day. We mentioned that earlier.
Which, by the way, Aliens, the second movie that came out in 1986, is the only film that I have ever sat in a theater and screamed at the screen like a crazy person.
Why?
I was so freaked out by Aliens that I was like, anytime Sigourney Weaver was in danger, I was like, run!
Whoa.
Yeah, like,
whoa.
I was like, get out! It's behind you!
Okay.
I was so into it.
Okay.
I know.
We are keeping an eye on weather as the chunks of red and nastiness with little blobs of
purple
head their way toward Kansas City.
Oh.
We are not there yet. We are currently under a tornado watch until 9 p.m.
Correct. And we will keep an eye on the weather. If we need to go into Operation Stormwatch, we will here on KMBZ. But first, we will do Operation Stormwatch. We will do Festivus Friday.
Festivus.
That is coming up next. The airing of the grievances on Dana and Parks, 586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.